Live at ATIA 2011, this is Michael Loff, and I caught up with Jameson here at Enable Mart. And you sell a variety of different products, so folks like to hear kind of what's new in the last 12 months. So what are you selling? What's doing well for you and that's relatively new?
Some of the things that we've really been highlighting this year are, you know, our low vision products, the very large keyboards, the Big Keys LX, for example. Just to allow people to be able to see things a little bit better. We have our CCTVs that have been doing really well that allow people to blow up small images and text into a very wide screen TV. We have the largest screen available to where, you know, people can expand those views extremely and give them the ability to read those types of things. You know, the nice thing about our products is, you know, we pretty much have everything.
Right. So I know it's hard for me to just ask you kind of what's new and exciting. And we're just trying to get a kind of an overview of, like I said, either big sellers or just mm-hmm. stuff that's new, just newly added items.
Yeah. One of the newest items that we have is our Echo Smart Pen. It's been fantastic. Probably getting to be as popular to regular college students as it is to people with assistive technology needs.
How does this work?
This Echo Smart Pen, it actually comes with a special notebook. Every page of the notebook has a tiny series of dots on the paper that you can't see unless you look really close, but the pen recognizes that individual page. At the bottom of that page, there's a little button that says record, and when you click on it, the pen immediately records everything that's being spoken at that time. So if you're in a classroom and you're taking notes and your professor or teacher is talking, you can write in a keyword on that page, anywhere on that page, and the pen's going to record what was said. And when you come back 2 days later to study those notes or review them, you click on that keyword that you typed in, and you're going to be able to have an audio file right there in the palm of your hand without having to necessarily take down longhand version of your notes.
Oh, that's handy, because then you just get the key, right? You just write down keywords or topics that he covered and then go back and get all the specific audio narration lecture that went with it.
It's great for folks that don't have the ability to write really well or really quickly. The other thing is that it has a USB adapter so that you can upload a text file, even a graphic. You can see the notes that were written. You can send those to your friends if you need to. So that one person can take down the notes and share them with the rest of the class if they had to.
And how much is this smart pen?
This one retails for about $199
okay.
MSRP.
Gotcha.
You can get the series of 5 notebooks with that as well.
Very cool. Very cool. And then what else can we...
You know, I'm going to invite my associate Michelle in
okay.
as well, because
maybe Michelle is the lady I've spoken with in the past here.
We did. We spoke last year at ATIA.
Yes, I remember you now. Yes. So what's so we covered some of the low vision stuff there. I'm just trying to figure out what's new in the last year.
Well, I walked in a little late, so I hope I don't.
No, no problem. No, that's
about.
Okay. That's okay.
What's been really interesting in the last year is just watching people find new ways of using old devices. That pen, for example, there's people using that to create their own AAC communication sheets. So instead of having a GoTalk 20 where you're limited to 5 sheets recorded at a time, you've got 100 pages per notebook times 8 notebooks that you can print out on your printer at home and use that pen for your own AAC device. And so at that point, you can have a sheet on your fridge, you can have a sheet in the bathroom, you can have one in the science lab and one for English areas, a different classroom. So it's been interesting to see how people adapt one thing to suit another need that wasn't really thought of when they first came up with the device.
Well, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, definitely.
It is, and it's a lot of fun to see how creative people can get. Some of the other new things that we've picked up this year, we've got the new Quick Talker from AbleNet, which is going up against the GoTalk 20, which has been a staple in schools for many, many, many years. So it'll be interesting to see.
So what does this do? Kind of overview, what does this Quick Talker do?
It's a picture communicator. It's a beginning level picture communicator for children. A lot of autistic children use them, and it's basically a series of 20 pictures with recorded messages behind them. So the child can push on a picture and it will speak the word for them.
Kind of like we did back in the day with the Language Master with the card audio, but this is a video, and they use the pictures and then get the description of what that picture is and helps them learn. Okay.
Exactly. It's not a video. It's actually a printed sheet of paper.
Right. Oh, okay. Oh, it's the narration for the printed sheet?
Yeah, here, I'll grab it.
Okay, yeah, well.
This is the device here. It's a hard plastic device, and it's just got a grid on the front that reveals the 20 pictures that you have printed on the sheet below.
So kind of think of it, folks, like just a big board, right? So all the pictures are here, and then they can get more specific information. You got a stylus, or how do you take
this
your
one,
finger? Or
you just touch it with your
finger.
Finger.
That's the new innovation, and everything is now very touch sensitive. It was back in, even a few years ago when I started, everything kind of had a stylus or something, and now.
Right. And what we're seeing also is a big move into apps for iPod and iPad, where you can get similar capabilities to some of these $6,000 and $7,000 devices on a $600 machine with a very affordable app.
That is key. You just hit a key point there.
Right.
Mainstreaming it. Okay, and what else has kind of been new here?
What else is new? We've got a new version of Dragon Naturally Speaking.
Oh, is it like 2.0, I believe?
It is.
I believe that's
version 9, actually.
Oh, 9? Okay.
We're on version 9 for Dragon. They just came out with the Spanish language last week, and the medical version isn't quite out yet, but the versions that our customers deal with are ready and available.
Maybe I'm thinking of Mac. I don't know. Okay. So it's 9.0. What is your price on that?
That one, we've got one for $199 for students and teachers. They do have to provide a copy of their student ID or teacher ID to get that price point, but Dragon's made it really affordable for those guys to get into that product.
Okay, yeah, I just bought that for Windows 7, actually. What it is, we didn't mention, it's for voice recognition. It's for training a computer to navigate and manipulate your computer via your voice. So if you have the patience to do that, it pays off very rewarding. I mean, Windows has some pretty good built-in recognition, but Dragon does surpass it a little bit. So if you really need refined voice recognition, that's where that comes into play.
It does. And Microsoft's integrated a lot of new tools into their newer OS systems that have made it a little bit easier to navigate the computer without specialized software, but Dragon does a really great job of it.
Okay, and what else here?
One of the other new products we have is the DigiWave from William Sound. It is a tour guide system whereby you have one unit that is a transmitter and the other one's a receiver, so that people who are hard of hearing can hear possibly the lecture at the front of the classroom, or if they're at a museum taking a tour. The teacher would wear the transmitter, and the students that need the help can wear the receiver without obstructing the rest of the classroom.
Oh, that's a cool idea. How much is that?
They range in price from, I think it's $99 for a single receiver, up to, really unlimited amount, because you can have an unlimited amount.
Right, so you get multiple receivers based on the number of students.
Right.
Yeah, very cool.
So, and the nice thing about them, too, is they're a lot smaller than the old Motiva system. It is about the size of a credit card and only about a quarter of an inch thick.
Yeah, what is the battery life on those receivers?
I'm not sure. Well,
fair enough.
Six hours
approximately. Okay, very good.
So, there's always something new. If you want to look on the website, enablemart.com.
Okay, yeah, so check it out, folks, enablemart.com. If you look for vendors that offer a variety of different products and services, so you can just kind of get an overview of all of the different technologies that are out there, it's a great way to do it. So, thanks a lot, Michelle, for taking a few minutes this year again. And we will talk with you next year, live at ATIA 2011. This is Michael Law for Cerro Talk.